Well, we're chatting with Wade Bowen, and he's got a big show coming up this weekend, Billy Bob's Texas. Wade, man, how many times have you played there?
Oh, wow. I don't even know. I lost track. Thank God. You know, it's such a blessing to play there every time, from the first time I play there to now. I mean, it's one of those places that you look forward to it on your, when it comes up on your calendar months in advance. You just get excited. I love it.
Do you remember your first time playing at Billy Bob's?
That was a long time ago. Yeah, I just remember being so excited to play there and being excited to be backstage. And, you know, that's such a thing, too. You know, being backstage is almost as cool as being up on the stage. So it's just really, really great place.
For real. I mean, I feel like sometimes there's some names that change on the wall, like the signing wall. Like, signing that wall had to have been one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah, it was. They surprised me. I didn't know it was happening. And when you get your name back there, I mean, like I said, just being back there is such a surreal moment. But when you get your name on the wall and you know, put your hands in the concrete, I mean, those things like that, it's just when you, they have such a family atmosphere there and always have. And so when you feel like you become part of the family and those things happen, and they do such a great job of doing that and welcoming people with open arms that they believe in. And it's just always been home to me. And that's it's a huge honor to say that.
Well, I'm so glad you're coming back. It's going to be a fantastic time. Y'all make sure to go to BillyBobsTexas.com to get those tickets. Now, we might have jumped on this a little early, but you know the ranch. We love playing good music, and when we hear good music, we play it. But you got a new song called Honky Tonk Roll that's out.
Yes, and I'm, you know, you can jump on a song whenever you want, so thank you for that. I really, really love this song, and it's a little out of the norm for me. You know, it's I don't know if it's a party song or in the middle of a party song or partying for too long song. I don't know what it is, but it's all of that, I think. And this is a side of me that I'm glad people are getting to see. I think this is, you know, I have a reputation for a lot of sad country songs and, you know, those mid-tempo intense lyrics things, and I think this is a good change of pace for me, for people to see this side and see how much fun we do have. You know, this is a song that's been huge for us on the road already and just lights up our set list, and so I really hope people enjoy this as much as I think they will. I love singing this song.
Man, it is so fun. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, if we don't play this, we are not Texas music. This is a great tune.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, when I sent the record to a few buddies and stuff, that was one that always popped up. They're like, man, if that's not a hit, I don't know what is. And those are the things you want to hear from your friends. And you know, I hope it is. I hope it's a good hit for us. I hope it's a lot of fun for people to hear and tap their feet to and sing along. That's what we want. And I really, like I said, it's already adding something to our set list, and people don't even really know it that well yet. So I'm anxious to see what it does for us.
Well, it comes off the album Somewhere Between the Secret and the Truth. I've been dying to know, are you really good at keeping secrets?
I'm probably not. I mean, I guess some would say I am. I don't know. I guess it depends on the secret.
When it comes to releasing a song that you've been just wanting to get out, sometimes I feel like that would be the hardest thing in the world. You're like, I want people to hear this. But then labels and
sure.
stuff.
Yeah, for sure. It is hard to do that. I mean, it is. It's a difficult thing. I'm the guy also that when I buy a present for my wife or kids, I can't wait. I have to give it to them, even though it's supposed to be in it, you know, for their birthday in 3 months. I just go ahead and give it to them. You know, they laugh at me. So I guess I'm not good at keeping a secret. But with this one, you know, it was out on the record. The record's called Somewhere Between the Secret and the Truth, and we released it last September. And you know, it's the first record I've ever produced on my own, and I really enjoyed that. It's the hardest I've ever worked on an album, you know, writing for it and getting geared up for it. So I think I'm very proud of the record. And so I've noticed through playing this song live and then seeing the reaction and in the streaming world, you know, how people are already finding this song before we even put it out as a single. So that's something that's really cool nowadays, that we can see those things, you know, what people are enjoying, what they're going back to listening to more as fans of our music. And so, like I said, now that it's getting out to the world, I'm really excited about it and see what it might do for us.
Well, that's the crazy thing now with streaming. You're able to get like instant facts on what people are listening to when it comes to your songs. Like when you put out a new album, does that kind of help dictate when you're going to be like, okay, this might be the next single release because it's just blowing up on streaming?
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody does that. Sometimes, you know, they just show themselves, you know, and they kind of put above the crowd and go, hey, what about me? You know? And that's something we just have never heard before. And I really love that. I love that people can find music. It's easier to find music nowadays than ever. And so that's a good and bad thing. So you gotta listen to the people and what they're listening to and what they're enjoying, for sure. I think that for sure comes into consideration for singles.
Sometimes technology is a really good thing. And that's one of those that I feel like has really helped out and elevates people's music game. But, you know, you've been putting out music for 20 years. What, over those last 20 years or more, I guess I should say, how do you know that a song is going to be good? Like when you're writing it?
I don't know that you ever know. I think there's songs that you feel good while you're writing them, and you just kind of know the direction a lot better. And then you have songs that when you finish writing them, they go, man, I think I might sing this in the rest of my life. It doesn't happen very much. And sometimes I've been wrong. And then it's, you know, I can flip the coin the other way and say there's songs that I didn't really believe in when I finished writing it that ended up making a record and ended up being some of my favorite. I mean, Saturday Night it's one of our biggest hits, you know. It's the only, you know, true charting song we've ever had. I guess it was like 37 or something on the charts or something like that. And the highest charting song of my career. And it wasn't one that I was super pumped about when I finished writing it. And then I just kind of took a chance on it in the studio to see what it would turn out like. And I just fell in love with it then. So, you know, I think I think if it was easy to figure out, then everyone would know. That's kind of the beauty of the game. You know, you do your best and write the best songs you can. And, you know, I'm about to get in here and sit down after this interview and try to write another song. And hopefully at the end of it, I feel really good about it and want to record it, you know, and then it just kind of takes off from there.
Well, I'm going to be sending you good vibes on that. Hopefully get something knocked out that's great, like always. I love your music, Wade. I've been a fan for many years growing up listening to you in Oklahoma. I know I'm an Okie. A lot of people hold that against me, but that's all good.
never. Love Oklahoma. It's like we're all in this together, Texas right. And Oklahoma. So
yeah, that's for sure. Do you have a favorite song that you play at your shows live? Like this is just the one that's like, no matter what, I'm always going to play this song.
Ooh, you know, it changes, I think, for me. I go through spurts where I really love this song and then I love this song. And we change up our show quite a bit as much as we play. You know, we're on the road so much. So it's it changes quite a bit depending on the mood or what I've been writing or what's going on. But you always love the new stuff. You know, that's always gets exciting to play.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's my favorite right now playing in the show. But I think, I don't know. I think I always go back to Sunshine's on a Dreamer. It's kind of one that just, you know, whether I'm playing with a full band or even acoustic, it's just one that's always there and always a joy to play.
Well, changing it up a little bit. Do you watch football? Are you a big sports fan?
I am. Huge sports fan.
Well, the Super Bowl is this weekend. Are you going to give us any predictions on who is going to walk away a winner?
Well, I'm a Cowboys fan.
It's hard, I know.
Die hard, which is, it's hard. It's tough. But I, you know, when I'm not rooting for them, I got to go with my Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech Red Raider. You know, he represents everything great about sports and just as a human being. My son, you know, he's a huge fan of his, and
aww,
it's just, I can't ever root against Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, my prediction is, I don't know if it's a true prediction, but I will say I'm rooting for the Chiefs. Plus, I'm a Cowboys fan. How in the world could I root for the Eagles?
I know.
It's no offense, Eagles fan.
That's the hard part for me, especially. I can't root for the Eagles either. Well, when it comes to the football game, do you have like a snack that you like to chow down on, like wings, pizza?
Yes, all of that. we usually have a Super Bowl party and, you know, we kind of just have a little bit of everything. But usually our Sunday here at our house, our Sunday football regimen is pizza and wings for
Ooh.
Sure. So you nailed it.
Man, those, like, you can't go wrong with that. And if you don't like that, you're just voted off of America completely, is what I have to say.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
Well, before I let you go, get back to doing the things that you love doing, putting out some amazing music. Wade, Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you have like a good advice for people when it comes to marriage?
Oh my gosh. Don't give up and try to communicate. That's the keys that I keep, you know, always hug each other, I guess, every chance you get.
That's got to be the hardest thing, being on the road much.
Don't ask me for marriage advice. I don't know. My wife would laugh if she found me giving marriage advice in here.
Well, we'll just keep it a secret. Well, Wade, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful travel up here to Fort Worth, and we're excited for the show going down at Billy Bob's.
Oh, I am too. I'm so excited. Fort Worth is one of my favorite towns in the world, and I'm not just saying that. And getting to be on stage at Billy Bob's is always an honor. So I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be such a blast as always.
Awesome. Thank you, Wade. I won't bother you about being out there at Sonic Ranch because I'm sure y'all can't talk about that with Co and Randy.
We had a lot of fun. We wrote some good songs and had too much fun. That's what you're supposed to do. So
amen to that. Well, I'm looking forward to the show on Saturday.
He's a great writer. Co's really great.
Yes. Oh, I love him. I'm excited for whatever y'all have got cooking up. I can't wait. I keep following along with everything on social media. And I saw where on the flight, the flight attendant recognized you, but not Randy.
Yeah. He hated that. So funny.
Oh, that's great. Well, Wade, thanks so much, man. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the chat. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yes, sir. Bye.